Motadi broke into another smile as Ahmed pushed open the door to the athletic complex. Motadi had a fencing class, and Ahmed had been ordered by his father to start weight training. According to his father, Ahmed was too small to be considered a bodyguard, resulting in embarrassment for the family.
Really? That would be amazing. Has your father consented?
Not yet, but I requested that you go with me. He is meeting with your father now.
I cannot believe it. England. Away from my father and able to take classes that I want. This is the best birthday yet.
Ahmed stopped at the door to the weight room and shot a smile at his friend.
Thank you, Motadi.
Motadi returned the smile.
You are welcome, my friend.
Ahmed paced the length of his father's office inside the palace and waited for him to arrive. His father had finally summoned him after a week of waiting. Tomorrow was his 18th birthday, and he hoped that his father was going to surprise him with permission to go with Motadi to England in 2 months' time. Ahmed glanced around the room at the large dark wooden desk, the various weapons, and several accolades hanging on the wall. There were no family pictures in the office. The only picture in the room was of his father standing slightly behind the king. Someday his brother would fill that role. The overly tall double doors opened, and his father marched into the room. His short salt-and-pepper hair matched his black suit and white dress shirt.
Son, I am glad you arrived early. I have someplace to go and can deliver the happy news quickly.
Ahmed knew better than to smile, so he stood quietly in front of the desk with his hands clasped behind him, as his father sat down and looked through some papers. Ahmed tried to contain his excitement at the prospect of going to England while he waited for his father to address him again.
Tomorrow is your 18th birthday. You will be a man, and it is time for you to grow up,
his father said, never bothering to look up from the reports he was glancing over.
As such, I have a present for you.
Thank you, father.
Ahmed clasped his hands tightly as to not show how pleased he was at the idea of leaving his father's house.
You are to be married tomorrow morning.
I am sorry, what did you say?
Ahmed felt his heart stop as he stared down at the top of his father's head. His father looked up slowly and met his son's eyes.
I said you will marry tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. Now, go and find something suitable to wear. I will see you in the morning.
His father flicked his wrist and he was dismissed.
No,
Ahmed said so quietly he wasn't even sure his words had been heard, until his father's eyes, filled with anger, looked up at him.
Excuse me?
I said no, father. I have no wish to marry a woman whose name I do not even know. Prince Motadi will be attending Cambridge and has requested I go with him, as is my place as his bodyguard.
Ahmed didn't breathe, and he felt somewhat lightheaded as his father slowly stood up and placed his hands on his desk.
Listen to me carefully, Ahmed. Your position as bodyguard has been revoked. Another man, more capable than you, has already been appointed. You are a disgrace to the family. You have no talent at shooting, no talent with a sword, and can hardly lift 50 kilograms. It is clear that you cannot stand with our family in protecting the royal family. Therefore, you will make up for your deficiencies with a marriage that pleases the king. Ramin needs to make a political alliance with the Kremlin. Since you are unable to physically serve His Royal Highness, I suggested that you would be pleased to serve as bridegroom to the second daughter of the Prime Minister of Russia. It sets in motion a very lucrative oil deal between our countries and gives this young Russian Federation an ally who is in good standing with the United Nations. You should be honored. Yet you dare to question me.
Ahmed instinctively cringed as his father slammed his hands down on his desk.
Father, I have never even met this woman. How am I expected to marry her?
It's easy. You say, I do, and then you bed her. Now get out of here. Your brother will escort you home and stay with you until the ceremony. King Ali Rahman has been gracious enough to grant you one of the elite houses surrounding the palace as a wedding gift. You will need to thank him for it and for the marriage. Now go.
Ahmed stood rooted to the floor, staring daggers at his father's head. He didn't even know the door opened until he felt his brother's hand wrapped tightly around